I appreciate your time today, committee. What HCR 19 does is it, this summer we saw that Colorado is proposing to introduce wolves along the Colorado-Utah border. Their initiative that is coming out of from the citizens flies in the direct conflicts of what have the arrangements that have been made with the state of Utah and with other states. And we are opposing this action, and that we feel like this is an artificial introduction of wolves. This would be much like a private citizen introducing wolves into an area without any thought or regard to the natural or balance that is placed there. One of the things that we have with the introduction of wolves coming from the southern Rocky wolf is that we also are a state, we're kind of a buffer between the Mexican wolf that's to the south. And we have some concerns that if those two wolves get together and breed, that we would have a problem with, especially with the Mexican wolf that is, we're trying to stabilize in their culture. One thing I would like to make mention of is that this does not require the state of Utah to come in with a different management plan. We are still looking for the same management plan. And some of the words that are within that management plan is this is, the goal of the plan is to manage, study, and conserve wolves that move into the Utah. That is a natural process. Those wolves that come into the Utah, we are looking to manage and conserve those wolves in the best way we can. That way we avoid conflicts with the wildlife management of objectives of the Ute Indian tribes, preventing livestock depredation and protecting the investments made for wildlife in the state of Utah. With that, I am open to questions from the committee.
Thank you. We'll turn the time to the committee for clarifying questions. Representative Briscoe.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I heard this summer about Colorado's initiative, and I knew that would make a lot of ranchers and sheepherders anxious.
Yes, it does.
I did a little bit of research this afternoon, and it may not be current, but what I read suggested while there have been sightings of wolves that Utah DWR has not seen any examples of what they would classify as wolves settling down and breeding. I mean, is that your understanding?
That is my understanding. I know on my own ranch, we had a wolf about 2 years ago that come through. He was in the area about a week and a half. He did not really create any problems, and then he left and went back into Wyoming. He come out of Idaho and then went back into Wyoming.
And the place that Utah now has authority to create plans is for the geographical area north of I-80 and east of 84.
That's right.
And south of I-80 and west of 84, we're subject to federal guidelines for managing wolves.
Right.
I just go back to the statement someone made earlier, which I've used on occasion. President Reagan's not the only one who noted it, but he's current and popular about how we have 50 states, 50 laboratories of democracy. And we aren't always crazy about what every other state does, and other states aren't crazy about what we do. We like to make fun of California sometimes and other people, and we do have interlocal agreements in which we do manage a lot of things interlocally. I suppose it could be an interesting court case on the Commerce Clause if someone shipped a wolf from one state to another, but if they walk, I don't think the Commerce Clause applies. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm done.
Thank you.
Further clarifying questions? Seeing none, we'll open up for public comment. Is there anyone here that would like to comment on this? Very good. We have one. Then, if you'll please come. Looks like we have two. I missed that second hand. But go ahead and sit down, get signed in, and remember to state your name. Welcome, sir.
All right. Is this on? You can hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Kirk Robinson, representing Western Wildlife Conservancy, a nonprofit established here in Salt Lake about 25 years ago, about the same time that wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone National Park in central Idaho. I represent my supporters, but also members of the Humane Society of the United States and other groups such as Voices of Wildlife and a few others in the state who share my opinion and who've given me permission to speak on their behalf. I might also add that there have been surveys in Utah that show the majority of Utahns in all parts of the state have a favorable attitude towards wolves and think that they are a valuable part of the ecosystem and that they belong here. These surveys have been conducted by Utah State University. Now, I guess I should say that I'm opposed to this resolution. I am, but it's not a strongly emotional issue for me. I understand it's just a resolution, but I think it would benefit from some of the things I have to say. I do know, if anybody knows about anybody planning to reintroduce wolves to Utah, it'd probably be me, and I've never considered it seriously. But yes, Proposition Ballot Initiative 107 in Colorado will be on the ballot this next fall. And surveys have shown that fully 84% of Coloradans across the state among the voters favor reintroduction of wolves west of the Continental Divide. And yes, if that happens, they will eventually be in Utah. There's no doubt about that. That's something we should be aware of. In fact, some of you may be aware that a family of wolves was verified to be near the Browns Park area in northwest Colorado just a few weeks ago. I've been in that area. It's a wild, remote area with very few people. The location where they were found was 15 miles from the border of Utah, and similarly for Wyatt from Wyoming. They may be ranging into Utah now. Several wolves have come into Utah, 11 by official count over the years. Some have died here. Some have been shipped away. Others just moved on. But I think there are things to recognize here. Wolves used to live here. They were an important part of the ecosystem here. They were apex predators. They were the custodians of the ecosystem. They're not to be likened to thieves or murderers, though that's the received view. They are more like an immune system. In this connection, I think the most important thing you might want to consider is that chronic wasting disease is sweeping west through the western states. It's now in Utah. As of a year ago, it had been identified in deer and maybe also elk in all of the counties that border Colorado and also in Carbon County and Utah County. It's only going to spread. It's almost everywhere in Colorado, and it's about to hit the elk herds around Yellowstone. A study was done on the Front Range a few years ago with mule deer, where the scientists took the deer that had been killed by mountain lions and necropsied them and compared them to tissues from deer killed by hunters. What they found was that the mountain lions were cueing in on the diseased animals and focusing on them and killing them because they're easier to kill. It's dangerous trying to kill a large animal if you're a predator. These wolves especially are not really particularly successful at it, only about 10% of the time in Yellowstone, for example. Just a couple of other points. I know I'm kind of running on here, and I do appreciate your indulgence on this. But since I appear to be the only person speaking.
There is someone else, so could you conclude in a minute?
Well, yeah, but there's some important points here that you people really ought to know about. And one of them has to do with the repeated rumors that the wolves have been destroying the elk herds in Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. That is not true. I have data here from those fish and game departments that show that 20 years after the reintroduction, all of those elk herds are larger, and they're larger today. And not only that, but the success rates of hunters has increased in every single state. This comes straight from the states themselves. This is not to say they don't do anything, but ecology is complex, and predator-prey relations are particularly complex. The point is that the elk herds are larger than they were, okay? That is a fact. And one more thing that I think is worth paying attention to here, and then I'll be done. There have been over 100 million visitors to Yellowstone since the wolves were reintroduced 25 years ago. There has not been a single incident of a wolf attacking or harming any human being. Among those 100 million were over 2 million tent campers. None of them were ever harmed by a wolf. I'll close with a quote here from Doug Smith, who is the project leader for the Wolf Project leader in Yellowstone. This is from a recent publication. He said, "I flipped my thinking on why all of this matters. I said 25 years ago that the reason to restore wolves was purely ecological. This was something done for nature, but in fact, it has been a gift to our species, demonstrating what we are capable of when naysayers claimed it couldn't be done. We humans have been the biggest beneficiary. I think it's a sign of hope. If we can do it with wolves, we can do it with a lot of issues that divide us." And I think that's the better attitude to take. I know that I would certainly be willing to do whatever I'm able to help people learn to live with wolves and not to suffer harm from them. They will be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Yeah, I'm Garrick Hall with Utah Farm Bureau. I know it's getting late, so I'll try to be brief. We don't want wolves in Utah. We've seen what they've done to ranchers in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho. We don't want them here. We really don't care if they're Canadian wolves or Mexican wolves. They don't belong in Utah. We appreciate Representative Wild bringing this forward, and we hope you'll support him in making a strong statement. Again, that we don't want those wolves here in Utah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll close the public comment period, and we'll bring it back to the committee for further action or discussion. Representative McHale.
Are you ready for a motion?
Whatever you'd...
I'd like to move a motion that we favorably recommend HCR 19, concurrent resolution opposing the introduction of wolves.
Motion is in order. Would you like to speak to the motion?
I'll waive for now.
Discussion to the motion? Seeing none, to the sponsor.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your consideration on this committee. Wolves have a place. But we need to limit their conflicts, and we need to make sure that we're managing them in a proper way. And at this time, I think the artificial introduction of wolves along the Utah-Colorado border would just create a lot of more conflicts and would create a lot of problems outside of our management plan that we currently have in the state of Utah. So I appreciate your consideration.
To the maker of the motion.
I think that's the right message, so I'll waive. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you. We have before us a motion to pass House Concurrent Resolution 19 opposing the introduction of wolves for consideration to the House Representatives. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed say nay. Passage. Yes.
Nay. I was just going to put on consent.
Passes with 7 in favor, 1 opposed, the 1 opposed being Representative Briscoe. Thank you. House Bill